Tony's Law is about making sure that those who hurt children in the most brutal fashion are punished with the full force of the law, as they would if they were adults. Now, the reason this matters is because the case of Tony Hudgell, who's an incredibly brave young man, made it clear to many of us, including the judge in the trial, that the sentence didn't go as far as they would have liked. Let's be clear, his real parents are the Hudgells, and his real family is the Hudgells. You know, the parents who gave birth to him, they weren't his real parents. They treated him disgracefully and so badly, and that he nearly lost his life. So it's fantastic that Tony has found a real family, and I'm delighted for him. And let's be honest, this law won't help Tony, because Tony's already now in a safe and good place. But it's to make sure that those people who sadly may come after him, that those who do these appalling things are punished properly. Because at the moment, if you get charged with GBH, you could end up in prison for life. But because of the way that the law works here, the maximum is 10 years, and I don't think that's right. I hope that the sentence of life would never be used. Sadly, I fear that it may have to be. But I hope that it would never be used, because if it was never used, it would mean another child didn't suffer like Tony did. But I think we've got to be ready that it might happen. And if it does, we must be able to punish properly and not see people getting away with a much lighter sentence than they should. I've got a lot of support for other MPs, for obvious reasons, even if they haven't come across cases similar to this, because these cases are really unusual. I mean, let's be clear, this law, if it came in, would be used extremely rarely, thank God. But even so, even if they haven't heard of it, they can see that this is a really important case.